just a good old boy.
Obama's gonna put you in jail.
Never meaning no harm.
You guys are all gonna go to jail.
Be tall, you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I'm coming day and night.
Times
a week,
get together,
everybody party and have a good time.
But we tortured some folks.
Hitler had plans.
See through all of your lies, Barack Obama, you wicked, wicked devil!
Don't bitch kick him!
Football pussies.
Go ask you.
Holy shit, man! That's the other building! That's terrorist!
Other building?
That's terrorist, bro! That's fucking terrorist!
Hello, my little trolls, my little sock puppets.
You're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the terror mats and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to another Dank News Journalism Chronicle.su fake radio. Hate Radio is brought to you proudly by Lethal Drucker Incorporated. Lethal Drucker Incorporated has brought you many wonderful products, including the Mind Over Matter Do-It-Yourself At-Home Singularity Kit. You can just glue your eyes on the fucking TV and see the heat death of the universe for yourself, and it's fun for the whole family. We're going to get Kilgore Trout on the line. You might have noticed there's a bit of an echo in the room. That's because I'm recording this from a hotel room and not the dank. Dank is a good, fucking good weed studio at Lethal Drucker Incorporated. Here comes Kilgore. Here comes Kilgore. This is real Kilgore. Not a fake Kilgore.
Hey now, you know, so get your game on, go.
Hey now! Looks like we lost him already. Man, that was the shortest phone call we have ever had with Kilgore. We'll get him back on the horn. He might even call back. Yeah, there we go. It's ringing.
Yo,
what happened there, All-Star?
I hung up on you on accident.
I thought your internet connection couldn't handle that sick fucking 1999 shit.
Hey, you know, it's become a meme all of a sudden.
The Hey Now All-Star? Wait, who's the band that did that? Chumbawamba?
Smash Mouth.
Chumbawamba was the name of the album.
Guy Fieri's old band.
No fucking way.
Yeah,
he's
actually Guy Fieri.
He was... Oh, okay, alright. Now you're yanking my chain.
I've been yanking your chain since I hung up on you just then. The phone keeps
vibrating into my ear. Can you hear it?
I can hear vibrating all the time.
Okay. Because you took your Terramax?
I just never... It's like, you know how when we took Terramax at one time, and no matter how dark it got, the light was too much. I feel that way about vibrating noises all the time.
The light was literally unbearable. We couldn't even be in the same room as a light.
Oh, you don't want to be in the...
And even when we had all the lights off, you had that in your bedroom, you had that air purifier or something, and it had a little LED, just the tiniest little blue indicator light.
It's going to be another one of these shows, folks, where we talk about the lights. How there's many of them. That's why we stare at the horizon. We're looking for the end of the light, but it doesn't come.
We're really looking for the darkness. Try to look away from the light. But the light was, I mean, it was, even though it was just a slight indicator light, it seems to light up the whole entire room, and we had to move it into the other room.
Yep. But you couldn't deal with it. I couldn't deal with it. Nobody wants to deal with the light in their room. Not a single light. Now, I'm talking about vibrations, and, you know, the other day, I was sick of them, so I turned my computer off. I turned off the speakers that have a hum to them. I turned off the air purifier, unplugged the TV, and the vibrations were gone. And I woke up and I hear, it sounds like my computer's idling or something. I can hear that fan going. But no, it was just the creek flooding outside. But you know, there's no getting away from the noise either.
Even though you turned off every device, you still had that goddamn roaring creek outside.
Yeah, and it was, and my mind couldn't tell the difference between it and the computer.
Your body doesn't know the difference.
No, it just shuts it down.
Did you turn your Wi-Fi off too?
No, but that doesn't make. I mean, that's another room anyway.
It's sending harmful rays through your body.
Well, I can't hear them, so they don't.
They don't exist.
Well, it's non-ionizing radiation anyway, so.
I was listening to Coast AM one time, and this guy, I just remembered a whole era of my life where I only stayed up playing StarCraft in my dorm room listening to Coast, and so anyway, this dude was on, and he actually made a pretty convincing argument, as they do on Coast. He said that when you're in a major city and all the power goes out at once, that you feel a sudden sense of relief.
But then you hear wails of pain from everyone around you as they scream, holler about their light blinking lights turning off. Right?
My lights! They want to see those lights because they're so addicted to the lights.
But once you take one touch of that Terramax, all those lights and sounds are...
You want them out.
An annoyance. They're death itself. And... you see people in public with their little light and sound machines, and they're jacked in, have wires run into their ears, and you try to talk to them, and they rage out because you're taking away from their lights and sounds. And if they had one little dose of Terramax, they would see the error of that, and how, man, just having a moment of quiet is the most valuable thing in the world.
And the most painful.
It can be painful if you're not ready for it. You know, if you haven't had that shot of Terramax, you might die just from the shock. Right?
You remember when Terramax first came out and Dr. Anxiomage Troubadour came out and he promoted Terramax and he was talking about, you know, like how good it is. And I was really worried that it was going to hurt the drug's public image when that cell phone video footage leaked of Angstrom H. Troubadour. He was naked in the street, masturbating. And he was... And what was he using to masturbate with? He had fashioned a handheld pocket pussy out of his own skin, where he had tore his skin off because it was too much to bear. He said that the vibrations were... He could feel them on his body, and he didn't want to feel anymore.
Wait. So you're telling me he invented a machine where he grafted his skin onto this machine and it somehow kept that skin alive?
No, he just pulled his he just pulled his skin off, and he had it like a strip of leather right in his hand.
Oh, he cured it.
No, it was still just wet from having only just been on his body moments prior. It was a graphic video.
I wonder what his end point in that technology will be. I mean, is he going to create a bionic vagina that you can carry around in your pussy, in your pocket pussy, like that is just that body part, right?
You could have one built into a pair of pants so that your cock is always nestled in a pocket pussy everywhere you go. You just hit a button and it sucks you off.
Well, you know, I think Dr. Angstrom Troubadour, he's on to something, and this might be something that could really save a lot of trouble. You know, these gamer gators would really, really just shut up real quick if they could do that, right?
Would you, I don't know much about you, but I don't think you have a pocket pussy. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay, so how far does the technology have to come before you put your dick in it? What do you need?
Jesus Christ. I mean,
does it have to be shaped like a woman? Does it need to be a full-size robot?
You mean a real doll, yeah.
Yeah, would you ever fuck a real doll?
Here's the thing. We had a good conversation about this on a night I saw Star Wars, or the night after Star Wars, where
Not you and me, but this is you and some of our friends.
Well, the conversation was between us. It was on one of the previous shows. Listeners may remember. I think the closer it gets to looking like a human, the more disgusting it's going to be. Maybe that's not the right question. Maybe it should, you know, maybe it'll go the way of, maybe it'll develop out of those hentai pillows, you know what I mean? Them hentai pillows.
You're saying that it needs to look so sort of cartoony with big eyes, and the less human the better in this case.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
We're just spitballing here. We're just talking about what we might fuck. But I see what you're saying. Because, yeah, you don't want to look down at it and think like, hey, this kind of is like screwing a dead body right now.
And these guys who really are convinced by it, you know, they're just the biggest creep shows I've ever seen in my life. These guys who are convinced with their real dolls and talk to them and treat them like their wife.
They invite people over and the real dolls are sitting out on the furniture like people.
Yeah.
It's, I'd like you to meet Stacy. We've been together for 18 months now. Like what? Oh, you've been fucking this thing for 18 months?
Yeah, for real. What's your problem, man? Get a girlfriend.
Or get something that looks less like a dead body and maybe...
Yeah, get you a weird hentai pillow. I mean, that's a little more... A little less shocking, right? It's at least kind of funny.
Those pillows are very funny. You seen the picture of the guy in the subway? He's like asleep holding his hentai pillow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can name a hentai. It doesn't matter, dude. Everybody knows you fucking... You've hunched that thing like a dog out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because it's just a little cartoon and it doesn't look like a dead body, like a glazed over fucking corpse.
Yeah, nobody wants to be playing with those corpse dolls. I mean, you got to be some kind of necrophiliac to get off on that, like be in denial because you're not going for the real. You know, that's more of a necrophilia fetish. These real dolls, they're not.
Or a Cosby fetish, really. Where they're sort of, you know, it's not dead. It just can't fight back.
Oh yeah, drugged.
Yeah.
Gone a little dark way. I mean,
because their eyes are sort of glassy looking and they're just staring off straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're fucking something dead, at least the eyes would be closed. Or, you wouldn't look at the face. You wouldn't want to look at it.
No. And that's one of the things about it, is you would have kind of the feeling of the touch of a body. In the shape of a buff shape of a body, although really it would be like this freakish. They're not real body shapes, even not even clothes. And so you have this like plastic, odd. Maybe it feels like skin, but the shape is kind of off, and the
and you don't feel muscle under it. Yeah, you feel like you can feel those rods instead of bones.
And it's got this face looking back at you that just is motionless and expressionless. And any guy who's into that, I just don't trust him. I wouldn't trust him. Wouldn't turn my back on a guy like that, you know?
Because he might mistake you for a real doll. Because he can't see your face, and he doesn't know if you're animated or...
Well, he's just ready to fuck anything, even if it's dead. And just staring back at him with this fake body.
Like a fish.
Yeah, after how many years of living that kind of life, when does it become, when you look at a real person, you start seeing an object, right? You get confused.
And then when you do finally meet a girlfriend, and you take her to bed, and she's kind of wiggling around and trying to get on top of you, and she wants
and
to
push
like,
you back. Right. Yeah, what do you do to her then? It's like, well, you've got a lot of bad practice.
Like, hey, could you hold still?
Yeah, can you just kind of go ragdoll for me? Right? That's how you like it, right? Jesus Christ.
I need you to just lay there and stare straight at the ceiling while I do this.
Don't make any expression.
No movement, please. I kind of felt like you enjoyed it when we did that. It's hard for me to come when I sense enjoyment from your body. Could you shut that down?
Well, and in other news, Donald Trump has silenced. The CDC is now not able to tell the public about diseases outbreaks.
Oh, you kind of cut out there for a second when you said that he silenced the CDC with their Twitter account?
He signed this sweeping federal order that no federal employees are to make any posts on social media at all.
Wow. What does that mean for, your average DMV employee of a... that's not federal, that's state. So, okay, well, what about, a VA worker, somebody that just works at the VA hospital, and they've got a Facebook account? What the fuck are they supposed to do?
Well, I guess it's like the, if whistleblowers were hoping for something good to come out of Trump, because WikiLeaks was... at some point in time, beneficial to him. I think they're going to be gravely disappointed, because right now it's like hell. Whistleblowing might be illegal already, but now just even making a comment about it is illegal.
What person in the business of whistleblowing really thought that Trump was going to be take him out of the darkness?
A lot of people, I feel like the darkness is so dark that, it didn't matter at all.
I did get that impression, even from comedians and stuff who talked about it, both in their jokes and when they were being serious. There was this kind of what the hell? Why not Trump?
And to me, that stinks of, apologism or, it also buys into the demonization of Democrats and Hillary. When, we can go and look right now at the changes being made, and differences are pretty easy to describe. They're maybe not as exaggerated as they might appear on TV or on Fox News, but they're going to be really bad differences, really bad changes this time, I think, for real. Let me tell you about this mushroom soup I had last night. You want to hear about the mushroom soup?
Was it a hallucinogenic mushroom soup?
No.
Then I don't want to hear about it.
No, it was... Well, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, tell us about the mushroom soup, man. I'm not going to shut down your mushroom soup story before it even gets off the ground.
It's kind of a funny story. Let me tell you. So, it looked pretty good to begin with. There were some onions and some... mushrooms, and they were portobello or crimini, the bigger criminis. These are $5 for a whole barrel of them. They're like just your average run-of-the-mill mushroom. And the soup started out this kind of blue color, this kind of bluish purple-gray color. And it looks all right. There were onions and other stuff in there. And it was kind of chunky, and it was kind of watery, but I didn't see any problem with that. It's soup, right? But, it was a whole kitchen full of, six, seven drunk guys cooking, and they've all got their own ideas, and, whatever snaps with the group happens, right? And they ended up, the idea was to hit it with a blender and pulverize it into a... And that would thicken it, they thought. But, of course, what it did is it cut all the mushrooms into tiny little pieces and released even more of that color and flavor. And, this morning I was still tasting it, right? And the color of it was, it was neon gray. Have you ever thought that gray could be neon, bright neon gray?
Yeah.
This was bright neon gray, man. Bright neon gray.
Almost like an automotive fluid or something.
It looks kind of like some automotive fluid that's gone bad, maybe. Or one of the guys called it corpse gray.
I can
think it was
see
much
the color.
Brighter. Yeah, you can imagine it. And, it was actually pretty good hot. It went down fine. You tasted it the next day, and it wasn't like putrid or anything. It just looked horrible, and the aftertaste was kind of horrible, just for it sticking with you like it did. There's been some
is, well, they even they made a video called, those guys made a video called Drunk Cooking, or at least one of those guys, or some.
Oh, that was years ago, yeah. And that was just burning a cheese sandwich and falling on the ground. And that is kind of,
it's the humble beginnings of what led to Too Many Cooks in the Kitchen last night.
Well, yeah, I mean, not really, but.
And this pulverizing fucking, well, you know, really, it tells me that they haven't come very far.
I think they've pulled out some good stuff here and there, but, like, you know, I think it's more about the having fun than the cooking to me, because it's really like they'll do an hour's worth of cooking over the course of 6 or 7 hours, cooking and cleaning and all the other shit over so many hours. And it's, you know, there was another funny story is one week they made a bunch of sausages and left them out on the table and went off for a smoke break or to drive to the store for more smokes, because they never, ever, ever, not ever have supplied these parties like they need to. They all by the end of the night, because they run out of beer, run out of smokes, run out of this, run out of that. It's like, this is...
They never show up with what they need. It's always, we got to run back out, we got to run back out.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, I guess that's, it's not a big deal or anything. It's just kind of, but one time they ran out and took all their sausages. And this is a common thing they do, is they'll make the meat and prepare it and then just, like, draw blank and wander off for an hour or two. No, you know, there's no organization, of course. It's just a fun party.
Yeah, we just walk away. We got high. Then we remembered the sausages. We came back and, oh, shit, what happened to the sausage?
Dogs ate them. Dogs ate the sausages right off the table. I mean, that's 6 pounds of pork gone.
I was there one night, and they had been going out and coming back and going out. And finally, by the end of the night, we had enough cigarettes and enough beer and enough weed. And we had everything we needed. And we must have smoked and drank all of it that night. Because it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. I figured, all right, we finally finished all the product. It's time to go to bed. The sun is coming up. But so I'm laying my head down, and somebody's got their car keys, and everybody's piling into a Jeep, and they say, "Hey, you gonna come with us? We're gonna go get more beer."
Yeah, I think their livers are failing, because they didn't done that one in a while.
They've slowed down on the 8 a.m. beer runs.
Just out of pain, not really out of, I don't know. We were playing Asshole last night, even, which was a real throwback to the old days. And it's kind of like, you know, a drinking game after this nice dinner party with some older folks. And, you know, in the other room, they're watching TV and talking about their knitting and so on. And we're over here playing Asshole. And
this is a kind of a physical game, too, where you slam down a card or something.
Yeah, and there's a lot of yelling and posturing about who is the top of the pecking order at any given moment. And, I mean, that's the difference between Asshole and Uno, is drinking and posturing about who's in charge and better at cards, right? And part of it is, if you win, you get to make a rule, right? And someone made a rule that if you... start dealing when it's not your turn to deal, like you reach out and clear the cards off the table, just helping out, instead of letting the dealer do it, you had to go do more push-ups. And I have never seen people fucking huffing and puffing and just like red in the face from 4 push-ups before it, like those guys.
Suddenly, they've been tasked with doing 4 push-ups after years of drinking beer and smoking cigarettes.
I mean, that was a harsh punishment. I was kind of laughing at it, like, what, 4 push-ups? And then, oh my god. It killed him to do it.
How many push-ups do you think you could do right now?
Probably about 30 or 40, not too many.
I think 30 or 40 is pretty good if you haven't done it in a long time, and you're just getting back into it.
I did 4 yesterday and it didn't even, because I was about to reach out just so I could go do them because I felt like I was missing out and not having fun.
Yeah, you wanted to get punished. That punishment was fun.
No, I did it after the game just for fun. No, I can probably do more if I really wanted, but I mean, you don't want to, at a certain point, exercise is just tearing your muscles apart rather than building them up,
And who is at the top of the pecking order? Who is the best at cards?
Nobody, because it's fucking Uno and there's no skill to it at all. It's just what hands you've gotten. Yeah, you can do a little better, a little worse, and play different strategies, but I didn't see anybody take...
Nobody was really clinging to their four-card draw.
I learned a new game called Golf. You ever heard of this?
Yeah, I know Golf.
It's a pretty good game, I guess.
It's a good game. This is taking a nice turn for... what other card games do we know? Let's see. You ever
play... I like cards. I like spades.
Gin Rummy?
No, I've played it once or twice. I don't really...
That's sort of an old woman... game, and they broke out the margarita maker.
So it's hearts or card or spades, like those.
These are card games. They strike me as something that like nowadays that's kind of like what you would play if you were trapped in a room and your smartphones died and there's nothing left but an exposed light bulb overhead, and like you're sitting there waiting for somebody to let you out. And hey, I found a pack of cards out here. Who remembers cards?
Right. And it was a rainy night, and it was kind of that situation. And they wanted to play some video games, but then for some reason they had to make a move to a place where there was more beer rather than play video games, which at that point I just split.
And so you went and you got beer with them?
No, I went and played video games.
Oh, okay. Well, they brought the beer to you?
No. I just went home.
Oh, okay. What video games did you play?
When I got home.
Oh, you played games at home.
Yeah.
You played RimWorld.
I played my RimWorld. I played my CSGO.
We talked about RimWorld yesterday. There was a woman who, she's a writer for Forbes and for Vice, for Vice's Motherboard. And she approached me on social media, so she must not work for the government. And she asked me if I know any paid American trolls. And, of course, my first thought was like, the one troll who I know has been paid for trolling, the only person, for like that classical just fucking with people trolling. But of course, I knew that that's not what she meant because she linked me this article that Adrian Chin had written. And she's like, well, here he is. Here's Adrian Chin. He wrote about Russian trolls that got Trump elected. And I'm like, let's hold the phone here. Let's back up here because I don't think that's how Trump got elected, number one. And number two, I don't think that's like what trolling is troll a man into office.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I told her. He's a propagandist.
Yeah. Well, propagandists, I do think, play an important role in right now, especially in right-wing social media. I think that, that article, I don't like the way it's written or framed, maybe, but it's true. There's a order of magnitude more money being spent by Republicans than the Democrats, and it's all going through at this cultural level. It's not on the books as Republican, and a lot of that is outsourced to places where it's cheaper. Why not? And right?
So they're propagandists being Russian. In this case, doesn't matter because it's just a free market solution, and that's where the cheap writers were.
That's right. Likely, that's what I think. And a lot of the stuff going on with hacking and propaganda online takes place in Russia, just because that's where you've got the internet and the computers and the ruined economy where people will take less money. And where they probably speak English, okay.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And, you know, I guess there are probably just as many, the ratio of people, of like all people willing to do all jobs is just as, it's equal there as it is to ours. Like there's enough, there's probably like you and me, there's a Russian Kilgore and Hatesek over there doing their own Russian podcast, like subtly.
Chronicle.us, right?
And they're just messing with I don't know what they would mess with, the Putin power play. Putin! The Putin power play! That's how Alex Jones would say it.
Putin power play. And then he starts screaming.
And
I'm wondering why this Nazi getting punched is that big of a deal. I wish that getting spat on by the, you know, remember when the Young Turks guy spat on Alex Jones at the Republican National Convention?
Yeah.
I thought that video was much, much more saucy.
It was visceral. You could feel the room in that video.
It was full of rage. And then that, there's Nazi punching, you blink and it's over, right? And you can change my groups.
Unless you're watching the version of the Nazi video where it's on infinite loop, set to Rage Against the Machine. And then you can watch it for a little longer than a second. You get about a 30-second sample of the song and the guy getting punched to the beat of the music. But, right, there was nothing there to feel except everybody went apeshit over punching Nazis. How fun that is.
When you watch that, do you feel like, what do you feel? What do you think about when you watch this?
I feel absolutely nothing.
Me too. I'm not, the guy who punches him, he deserves a medal, right? Deserves a cookie.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad the guy got hit, but if he never got punched, I'd be fine with that too. I guess I'm indifferent.
Do you think they're going to punch more Nazis?
I think punching on video is we're about to see a lot more of that.
And do you think we'll see worse violence? And do you think that video that was the kind of staging of the murders of WDBJ7 staff, right? You remember that?
People are going to hold their cameras walking up to each other, punching each other.
Do you think we're going to see more of that type of stuff?
I think so, because this person is so vindicated right now that everybody wants to be that hero.
Everybody wants to talk about it. And whether you're for it or against it, you got to admit this has been some polarizing moment where apparently you got to take sides over this video for some reason.
I think it's about to go away.
Do you think it's people will just go quietly? The women's marches are over. The protests are over. The punching and so on is over.
Right. People just like, I did my thing. Hey, wait a minute. I went to the women's march. Why are women still getting shit on at work? I don't get it. I went to the march. You know, so yeah. But all that stuff is like everybody kind of has done their thing. Maybe the anarchists, not yet. They might have something up their sleeve or something maybe in that vein, something a little bit edgier politically could be about to happen. But I think the popular stuff is, those chips are kind of are hitting the table now.
Yeah.
And I think it's about to get quiet. I think the Trump cabinet is about to execute some high level shit. And, you know, everybody's going to be jerking each other's boners off quietly in the dark while we're all just like, yeah, what about it? You know, what about that? Who knew?
Well, so you think he's going to come out with the information about 9/11 tonight?
you were sort of teasing this yesterday. Is this something that they're talking about?
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure we're all going to find out that the CIA did it.
And I guess we're about to learn this through the most popular internet news site, Chronicle.su. Is that right?
Yeah, keep an eye on that Twitter feed, folks.
Big things coming down the pipeline out of Internet Chronicle. I was just telling the good people on the internet. The Internet Chronicle is like the best fucking source of news you're ever gonna see. And you know how you know it's true is because it's one word, chronicle. There's no room for fake information in there, and it's .su. I mean, that's the Soviet Union, and they love Trump. So, I mean, I'd say that we're on the right side of history when we got that domain name.
And when we started doing fake news of this kind to begin with, I could have never predicted what a fertile satire we were embarking on. I mean, I don't want to jerk myself off too much, but my God, look at what's happened just in the last year in the world of fake news.
I'd say that we got really lucky with that, because it kind of seemed like, oh shit, like, are our days numbered? Like, do people not care about internet ironic satire anymore? Is like, are they moving in another direction? But no, we are the riverbed of that river of shit that's just coming in. And when Chronicle.su started out, the very first thing that we agreed on was how we frame it, right? The satire is in the content, but it's the sensational container that we deliver that satire in that is a parody of sensational mainstream news sources, like what's on TV or Pravda or something.
Sure, and the Soviet Union thing we do. You know, I haven't checked out Pravda.
I was just thinking about them today.
I can only imagine what kind of shit they've been publishing on Pravda for the past year. Why would I not even checked?
I'll bet whatever Pravda... You should check right now and read off some headlines. I'm willing to bet that whatever Pravda is publishing is pretty tame compared to like what's actually in the other fake news, the American fake news right now. CNN and Fox and stuff.
All right, Russia writes draft constitution for Syria. U.S. experts name advantage of Russian missiles. German bridges appear as obstacles for U.S. tanks that can't cross.
This is pretty tame.
I think that may be a true thing too, because the military refused to give Trump a what do you call it?
Like a military parade. He wanted the missile launchers and stuff.
Right, and they said it's just too heavy. We're going to crush the roads under us. So you wonder, these tanks that will storm across the desert just fine, but these German bridges might be a problem for them. Okay, let's see some more. Trump is like Putin. Russian opposition scared.
That's the one I'm most interested in. They even Pravda.ru sees Trump is like a Putin analog.
Now it really starts. Establishment's smear job on President Trump. Western media whips up war hysteria. I sure haven't seen watching TV, I guess. World War III is just around the corner. Media manipulation designed to hype out an all-out war. The final Armageddon.
There we go. That's it.
That's a great lead, you know.
Did it say Final Armageddon?
That's exactly what this lead said.
This isn't like those precursor Armageddons. This is the final, last one.
All right,
this is good. Pretty boring, but
yeah, Pravda.
I think we've made our point.
Yep.
That Pravda looks pretty tame compared to like what we're actually seeing out here in the on the front lines of the news headlines. Every fucking hour, headlines are being generated. Every fucking second about this crap. And it's everything is more sensationalist than the last thing because it's the only fucking thing people will click on anymore. It's like, oh my God, let me see this thing. Final Armageddon.
Well, they say the wealthy, the well-heeled, the military leaders, the high-ranking politicians will be hidden from danger in luxury 40-meter deep bunkers, secure with all the comforts this life has to offer. Can you believe that? Some good writing there. And then underneath this, there's this ad, this clickbait ad that says Hillary's final and all caps deadliest trick. The all caps shocking reason why Hillary is avoiding the media. Find out more.
Should
I click it?
Click it. And install whatever it asks you to install, because we got to find out what is her final seat. You know,
when I click it, look what it says. It says, will this be crooked Hillary's secret revenge? Oh, Jesus. Hold on. Let me watch this.
It's a video?
Hold on. This guy's talking. I got to, maybe if I can put my headset up against the thing you can hear. Tell me if you hear this. It's going to start talking real soon. Yep. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
No, we can't hear it.
Well, never mind.
In Pravda.ru, this is Russia's state. This is state media, too. This is every bit state media as RT, right? Is that correct or no?
Well, dude. No.
Explain to the listeners at home the difference.
This is what happens when state media goes private and it's privatized during the fascist coup of your country. It just becomes this horrible private fascist hit hole. And RT is relatively very tame. And like Fox News on a certain day, certain moments, it can pass as totally real journalism.
It does sometimes, yeah. RT for several years, actually, you know, I would go to it because it felt like I was getting good information from there in like 2010.
Yeah, and you were, sure.
At the same time, yeah, knowing where its money comes from is a bit concerning. I remember I was trying to get Al Jazeera on when I was visiting somewhere, and so I looked up the person's cable package to see like why it hadn't gotten Al Jazeera America yet, and people were on Facebook talking to Charter Communications saying, "I don't want that terrorist news network on my fucking TV or something." And it was like, okay, so just change the fucking channel. You know, but yeah, that's actually why it wasn't there.
The little Johnny might start watching Al Jazeera and speaking Arabic. If we leave that channel accessible, you'll have to put parental controls on it.
That's only the first of many swinging blades in the gauntlet little Johnny has ahead of him. Wait till he sees the Disney Channel. I was just about to eat a chip, but I won't eat into the microphone. What else?
Yeah, we better.
What else should we talk about?
We better tie it up so you can have your chips.
And hey, so I got the other Hate Radio is already uploaded and online. Yeah. It's Eve Online. You gonna play Eve Online?
No, man. I mean, maybe, but I'm such a brain drain of a game. I mean, I'm sorry, but it can be fun too. I mean,
no, you're right. It is a brain drain. It takes all your time and your undivided attention. And
it's kind of simple tasks. It keeps you at night. It gives me a nice warm feeling, like I'm in a little spaceship and stuff, but that, you know, and I may play it again, but not, I don't know, I'm just not in the mood right now. I've come in lately. I'm not that kind of game.
I want
the rush. I want the high speed rush of a Counter-Strike game, or the kind of more fun, creative, and open game like in Rimworld. I feel like there's so much more to do there than Eve.
We should, we could tease real quick before we go the upcoming anniversary Dr. Troubadour Spectacular.
Holy shit.
Because Dr. Troubadour, if what my people are telling me is true, Dr. Troubadour recently got this spectacular new TerrorMax implant in his brain, and things are going really well. I can't wait to see what develops with that, but it slowly releases TerrorMax into his brain over time, and it's permanently lodged in there. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
It's only been keeping him alive after the last implant upped his tolerance to ghastly levels. Like, he was in a coma for a week there because of all the TerrorMax that he got dosed at one time. He got a lifetime's dose at once. So now, if he doesn't have this implant, this new implant, he's really, you know, and if this one goes wrong, I think that might be the end for him.
I see no reason why it should. It's, you know, granted, the technology has never been tested before. He volunteered himself to be the very first person on which this new TerrorMax innovative product is used. His brain is mostly TerrorMax now. I think it's going to look good for him. It's going to look good for the pill. It's going to look good for Liebel Droker. And, I mean, it's going to look good in our portfolios, you know what I'm saying, when the fucking stock hits. It's going to be pretty sweet. So, all right, this is Hate Radio. Chronicle.su brings you proudly only the finest in hateful auditory and fucking you read it with your eyes experience. I'm Hate Sex. This is Kilgore. Thanks, Kilgore.
Yeah, thanks. All right, we're off, right?
Good. And all the rest of you, go fuck yourselves. That's it. That's all you get.
Bye.
Sit down on take 5 while I defrag your drive with Jack in the Box tacos and a dope G5. If you bop MySpace records of all you want, I'm gonna shoot you in the face with my internet gun. My hard drive is huge, MP3s are external. Back up off the urinal and write on my life journal at the pewter all night, cause my life is nocturnal. Data backup assures that my porn is eternal. You crazy, that's what all those bitches got to say. So I whip it out and post a pic in my LJ. Friends only, cause I don't want my mom to see if she saw she cut off the internet and cable TV. But I don't give a fuck about those internet hoes. I gotta cut them off before they wanna propose, cause the herpes isn't covered by my HMOs. Delete them from my buddy list and that's how it goes.
Futuristic sex robots, always on the scene, and we'll heat up your case just like an Athlon XP. We don't have no love for the internet skis, cause our PayPal accounts are overflowing with greed.
Tripping balls in bathroom stalls, waiting for a fine ass bitch to call. The THC hits my CPU, and I'm chasing after dimes like an orthodox Jew. Plug and play a bitch, I'm a player bitch, like some viral shit, counting website hits. My Punisher fan grill is ill, and when I see you on the street, your shit will be spilling. I'll infect you with Sasser and MS Blaster. Pop-ups be popping up faster and faster. A master, a dad tape full of raw raps. Perhaps my shit make your whole crew collapse. All you hackers who getting on my case, coax, cause here, and I'll reformat your fucking face.
Futuristic sex robots, always on the scene, and we'll heat up your case just like an Athlon XP.
Sex robots, motherfucker.
We don't have no love for the internet skis, cause our PayPal accounts are overflowing with greed.
Sit back, cause I got a little story to tell. And no, I'm not talking about no AOL. I'm talking about how Firefox saved me from browser hell while I was using Internet Explorer on my DSL. Firefox 0.3, it spoke to me. It said, I'll make your life better than you ever could dream. I'll get rid of all those pop-ups for free MP3s, and I'll blow flowers and I'll pull it down on its knees.
Futuristic sex robots, always on the scene, and we'll heat up your case just like an Athlon XP.
Sex robots, motherfucker.
We don't have
out modded cases, 120mm Punisher fan grills, motherfucker. And if your mom talks shit to us, we'll kill her and burn her in a motherfucking van, motherfucker. And write about that shit in the live journals, motherfucker. And if you want something crazy like pineapple, fuck you, we'll kill you, motherfucker.